Blog Talk Radio.
It's the hour y'all been waiting for. Time to open up your mind. Time to raise your voice. Time to be entertained and enlightened and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, y'all. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. BlogTalkRadio.com/how was your weekend? Was is with the Z. Hello and welcome you all tonight. It is Wednesday, April the 28th, 2010. We are back in here again. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be another hot show. I'm glad you have tuned in to listen. For those of you all who don't know who I am and listening for the first time, my name is Andy Brown, and I am on here, and I live vicariously through you each and every week, broadcasting here out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, because you all make this show what it is. You make it hot each and every week. We have been discussing some very hot topics here lately. We discuss family issues, blood being thicker than water, relationship issues, talking about signs that he or she is really not into you. We talked about social issues. We talked about education in America. And tonight we're going to expound and we're going to touch on those things that are just really what goes on in our life and our lifestyle. Education, sex, religion, politics, nothing is exempt here because these are the things that you all already want to talk about. This week's show has been hyped, it's been pumped up, and I'm glad you're listening. I'm glad we got your ears tonight. You've heard of the movie Gone in 60 Seconds. Well, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to talk about being gone in 18 years, how child support affects the parent-child relationship. And I'm thinking, I know what you're thinking. This is going to be a baby daddy bash session. It's going to be a bitter baby mama drama session. But we got all that. What that is keying in on, that's the relationship between the two parents. But somewhere along the lines, whether the intent was to create or it was an unplanned pregnancy, there's a child that came out of that relationship. And somewhere along the lines during that situation, we have to now as parents take the position of supporting that child. There are some things that have been put in place by our government, by other situations, court, responsibility, and we're going to talk about those things, how it actually reflects that child and how it affects that child, how that parent who may not be in that household on a regular basis is dealing with that, knowing that there's a part of them that's not always there. And sometimes those situations, those financial situations, those traveling situations, and those residential situations, things that come about kind of hinder that relationship between that child. And we want to know from a parent's perspective, from an adult perspective, how this really plays in a part. We're going to talk tonight. We're going to open up and talk to our panelists who are going to discuss some things. And I know they're really anxious, and we're just going to go on and get right to it. I have one panelist here out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area who is probably listening for the first time, but I know she's enjoying what she listened to on previous shows at www.blogtalk.radio/how was your weekend. Let me go ahead and repeat that again for those who are looking to log in. blogtalkradio.com/how was your weekend. We're going to open the phone lines here momentarily to call into that number at 646-727-3279. In fact, why don't you go ahead and program that into your Blackberries and your cell phones, 646-727-3279 is our number for the night. Let's just go ahead and get the party started. Y'all know how we do out here. This is going to be another fantastic show, and we have EJ on the line calling from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. EJ, are you there?
I am here.
How you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm fantastic as always. This show has been a fantastic blessing to others out there who are just going to be blogging and talking amongst us tonight. Let's just talk about the subject at hand. I don't know if you have any children or if you know anyone who has children, but relationship and how child support really affects that parent-child relationship. Let me ask you this. Let's just start off. Do you think that there is a need for child support, or should this even be required?
Of course. I think probably the first thing is to understand that child support doesn't just mean financial. Child support is financial and emotional and physical and mental and all of that. So every part of it is necessary. And some think,
right.
Oh, I'm sending money every month, and that's enough. Well, it's not. So definitely whether the child is on purpose, whether you plan for the pregnancy or it was an accidental pregnancy or we weren't planning but it didn't matter, all of those parts of child support are absolutely necessary.
Okay. So have you seen maybe in your personal life or in someone else's life how the effects of someone actually paying child support or having another parent outside of the household has affected a child?
Yes, personally and you know, with people that I've known. From a personal perspective, unfortunately, my daughter, who is getting ready to be 4 in June, actually does not have – I'm sorry.
So that's all right. She's going to be 4.
Yeah, she's going to be 4. And she unfortunately does not have a relationship with the paternal part of her. As a matter of fact, I don't think that my daughter would know who he is if I showed her a picture. She just has no concept of her paternal side. And therefore, there is no real relationship. There are occasional, and when I say occasional, I mean blue moon occasional moments where he does call and may ask to speak to her, and she'll ask him, who is this? And he'll say daddy, and she'll say, oh, okay. And to her, when he says daddy, it's just like me telling her my name is Ebony. So, you know, it has no real meaning to her. And at this point, she wouldn't even understand the fact, oh, hi, Abby, your biological father sends 200 and such and such dollars a month to take care of expenses for you. So, as far as my personal experience goes, there is none because he's not there in every part of the child support. It's just financial, and you know, it doesn't make for a relationship between a parent and a child. Money does not create a relationship. So
now you mentioned the money. We don't have to discuss the actual dollar amount, but you mentioned that money, the financial aspect. Do you think that there should be a certain guideline of how much money should be sent?
It would depend on the parents that are in the situation. If there's an understanding and you can make an agreement and keep that agreement strictly business and make sure it's taken care of, then, I mean, it's up to the parents. If you have one parent that is just not going to do what they have to do, then you have to get the state involved, and then the state decides based on their income. So,
okay. BlogTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend? Was is with a Z. The number to call in tonight, ladies and gentlemen, 646-727-3279. Again, 646-727-3279. EJ has touched on some enlightening issues here, talking about the relationships and also talking about the financial aspect. Well, let's get a male perspective. We have a male perspective that wants to chime in, calling from Texas as well, because, you know, Texas is just how we do it. Everything is pretty much in Texas, and we want the nation to really chime in. But Texas, come on and talk to us. Keith, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Keith, EJ has talked to us a little bit about, you know, the need for child support. Just a bit on some guidelines. You care to share a little bit about that from a male perspective?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
You can? Okay. Well, I agreed with everything Ebony said except for with the state getting involved as far as setting, the agreement between, you know, if you have an agreement, so be it. In my divorce decree, we have a set amount, which is, you know, right almost at $1,000. Okay, now with that being said, my daughter is in five different sports. So what I do with that is I also split all of that as well. And, I mean, with sending that up there, I had a job making well over 100 and some odd thousand dollars a year. Okay, when I lost that job, of course life changed, but the amount of money that I was still being garnished was still there. So now in June I have to go to court because she now wants more, but she has gone out and changed her lifestyle. She has gone and bought a $350,000 house, and she's also bought a Maxima. So with that being said, I feel like, why are you changing your lifestyle and expecting for me to pay for it?
Well, you feel you're paying for lifestyle and not for the child.
Absolutely. Because if she were to match my contribution, we would have an unlimited amount of money that is strictly for my daughter every month. Now, we have an agreement, but now all of a sudden that things aren't going according to the way they once were, you want more. Why don't you set aside the same amount of money that you're getting from me, and let's put that together and spend it just on my child?
Okay.
Because I am going above and beyond. I mean, I'm not going to just send child support because I know my daughter's growing up. My parents wouldn't have done that for me. And she's involved. I was an athlete all my life. So everything that she wants to do, I'm going to see to it that she has the opportunity to do it. Daddy's not going to say no. But don't misuse my funds for your lifestyle. It should be strictly for the child.
EJ, I hear a couple of giggles and snickers in there. What's going on your end of the phone?
Because, like I said, I've dealt with a couple of friends that have been dealing with the child support issues, and I'm listening to Keith, and I am in total agreement with what Keith is saying. Like I said, I think there should be a point-blank agreed-upon amount, whether it's between the couple without everybody being involved, without the state being involved, or is with the state involved. I am totally against women who decide, oh, I'm getting such and such amount a month, now that's not enough, give me 200 more. Or you just got a raise, I want 300 more. I'm so against that. Because usually those are the women that do, in fact, use that money for their personal expenses. And I'm totally against that. I do not use any of what is sent for my daughter for personal expenses. What is sent for my daughter is used for my daughter. As a matter of fact, I have a totally separate account where that money is put for my daughter. I do not agree with women who misuse child support and financial stability of a man when they're doing above and beyond. I actually feel bad for men who are in that situation.
Let's talk about this. The money situation seems to be a key. And Keith, I take it your child is not with you?
No, she's in Illinois. I'm in Texas.
Okay. So being that you're sending the money there for your daughter and she's getting this financial support, is it really benefiting her? Is it just, I mean, as far as just the financial aspect? I mean, let's really talk about that. I know we're going to set dollar limits on this, but from that dollar limit, is that really kind of making up for the lost time? I mean, let's talk about that a little bit. I have another caller who may want to talk about that and enlighten, and we'll let the panel kind of discuss this. Folks, if you want to call in, let's talk about this. We're going to keep the phone lines open for you, 646-727-3279. Also, blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Was is with that Z. We have another caller on the line, Miss Ebony from Dallas as well. Ebony, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
To the show?
Yeah, I'm. Hello.
Have you been listening to the show?
Yeah, I've been listening to the show, and I actually agree with both. In my situation, I have a 9-year-old daughter, and fortunately for me, I've never had to go through child support. From the time that I say we, meaning myself and my daughter's father found out that we were pregnant, the agreement at that time was, this is what you're going to do. And fortunately for me, I've never had to go back and forth with the child support. It was just arrangement from the very beginning. On Keith's end, my heart goes out to you because I feel that same thing that EJ said, women that do that, I strongly feel they're not using the money for the child. They're using the money for their own financial gain. And I say that's a sorry woman.
Yeah.
BlogTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend? Was is with the Z. I know the blog room, we have people in there listening. I know there's some things maybe that you can relate to or some different perspectives you'd like to share on this. Our callers are really keeping us in tune with what's going on. Let's talk about that in more depth. So we know that there is a financial support system in place, but what about a physical presence? I mean, if you don't get to see your daughter, she's in Texas. I mean, you're in Texas. She's in Illinois. Ebony, you said your four-year-old daughter is here. Is the father here as well?
My daughter's nine. Yes, her father's here as well. Now, there was a point in time where he was out of the state. But at that same time, we made arrangements where either he would come to Texas every other weekend or my daughter would go there. It's just not about what you do financially for your child. It's how you, it's all of it is a factor. So you can't say one is bigger than the other. It's all a factor. Money does not raise a child. Money does not love a child. You love a child. You raise the child.
Okay.
So at that same time, I also feel that child support has its pros and cons. You know the situation before you even get, you know the situation before you lie down with the situation to decide that you're going to have a child. You knew he was a sorry man when you had the child, so what makes you think he's going to stand up and do it on his own to take care of the child? That was your mistake. Now, unfortunately, sometimes that man has a cover on him. And sometimes that cover comes completely off and you find out who he is afterwards. But at the same time, you should prepare yourself for those situations. How are you going to deal with it if he doesn't? And I think as women, we do not prepare ourselves. We do not prepare ourselves for those situations. And at the end of the day, our children end up being the ones that suffer.
Well, hold that thought right there. Keith, I'm going to come back to you from the male perspective, but I have another caller on the line that wants to chime in. Caller, you're calling from Texas as well, phone number ending in 2028. Talk to me. Talk to us. Who is this?
This is Tracy, man. How you doing?
Tracy, what's going on, bro? You been listening to the show?
Been checking out the show, man. You know, it goes to the point that, you know, I have actually two young kids of my own. Actually, my oldest son actually stays with me, which is 16, and my youngest son actually stays back home, which is close to 2 years old now. So, I mean, one situation where I do put child support and, of course, taking care of my my youngest one as well as my oldest one. But going back to some of the comments that some of the viewers made once before, I mean, yeah, it's about money, and, of course, it's always about finance, but it's more or less about the time you spend with your kids. I think that's one of the most important things that, you know, I came from a situation where my parents were separated and my dad played child support till I was 24 years old. And I probably value more or less the time he spent with me by taking me to, you know, taking me to the movies, you know, and taking me fishing and taking me hunting and, you know, just taking me to the grocery store, going to the hardware store with him was more important than the, you know, $200 my mom was receiving every month. So I think that's more important than time is more important than actual money to me.
Wow. He brings up a good point, ladies. Panel, can you touch base on what Tracy just talked about? Thanks for calling, Tracy. We appreciate that, man.
No problem.
I would, like I said in the beginning, child support is every part. It's mental, it's physical, it's emotional. And like I said, my daughter has no concept of her paternal side because all he is financial. She's never, you know, there is nothing there. So in order for you to be a full supporting parent for a child, you have to be there in every aspect. You have to spend time coming, you know, come around them, let them get to know who you are, who you know who you are as a person, know them as a person. And it's so funny. I think I've heard the comment, how can you love someone if you've never seen them? But you can love someone without seeing them, but my thing is, how can you love someone if you don't know who they are?
Wow.
So it's kind of funny when a person says, I love my child, and doesn't know who they are, not necessarily never seen them, but you don't even, can you tell me her favorite color? Can you tell me what she likes to eat every day? So how can you possibly love somebody you don't even know?
But EJ, I have a question. What was your relationship with your child's father, or the understanding between the two of you guys before the child was conceived? And after the child was conceived, were there any issues between you and him not dealing with that have nothing to do with the child, the reason why he doesn't want to see the child?
No, there were none. We actually had a very decent relationship. I met him in college, and, you know, they were the little things that couples go through at any, you know, in a particular time. But I was not, you know, I didn't hate him. You know, it was not a horrible breakup or anything like that. It actually was the distance that caused us to grow apart. And, you know, my prayer that helped me to realize, okay, you can see the tie with this man, but this is not the man for the rest of your life. And so the distance, my moving away from where he was actually more so what caused us to separate as far as the relationship is concerned.
Okay. Now, some things that I've seen and heard from fathers, which I feel that is the poorest excuse that I've ever heard, is, me and her don't get along, so I'm just going to pay my money, but I can't stand her, so I'm not going to see my child.
I agree with that.
That's ridiculous.
Than a man, if a guy says
male perspective. Keith, you want to chime in on that?
Yeah. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if a guy says that, I mean, to me, that's just less than a man. You know, my daughter looks exactly like me. She has none of her mother's characteristics, number one. Number two, it's a requirement that she and I talk every Sunday and maybe one or two days throughout the week, just like it is right now with my mother, because my father's no longer here. So because of the 12 or 1,800 miles distance that we have between each other, I only see her 2 to 3 times a year. But when we do talk, I mean, we go over everything. I mean, she's an athlete. Her mom's not. So I'm in tune with all of that. I mean, I want to know about her swing, her stroke in the pool. I mean, you name it, whatever she's involved in, I'm the one that's giving her the advice on that, because that's the part of the family and the genes that she gets from me. So the money, I mean, the money's the money. You know, I can't control it because I got the courts in my business, which I can't do anything about. But when a guy says, I'm just going to pay some money, the first thing that generally happens is as soon as that child becomes a successful adult, here the father comes running.
You're right.
Case in point, Shaquille O'Neal's father. As soon as he hit big, okay, Shaquille's stepfather's the one who reared him and brought him up, but now here comes the father. Same thing with Mike Tyson. So as soon as they do something, then here you come. I mean, don't stay where you were. But the problem with us is so many deadbeats take over, and it makes the ones who are actually trying to do something look bad. So the next thing you know, there are no good men. Every man who's not in their child's life or with that mother is now a sorry deadbeat guy, and the good suffer with the bad. But there are some good ones.
You know, I want to connect you because Tracy and I both agree with that. But Tracy, since you're here, let's talk about that. About that unexpected pregnancy where you just didn't have any intention of really being with this person, and lo and behold, the child comes around, and now this is a responsibility you have to bear?
Yeah, I mean, just kind of piggybacking on some things that Keith was referencing, is that you have to step up to the plate, period. I mean, and this is where the communication portion of the relationship has to take place. Again, it may have been a one-night stand, or it may have been some situation where you've been dating for several years, and all of a sudden you have an unplanned pregnancy that takes place. Now, if you guys decide to go through with this, at that point there, the communication must be established right then and there. It has to, unfortunately, become a business. And, I mean, I'm just a business-minded person like that, but you have to communicate with the spouse, whether it's female versus male, male versus female. Hey, look, you know, we're not going to be in a relationship. We're going to remain friends, and I'm going to take care of my child. I'm going to come see my child, as financially, spiritually, emotionally, physically, everything there. But that's where the thin line comes about, I believe, because what happens is that emotion kicks in. I mean, whether female or male, that person may go back and say, well, yeah, I still kind of sort of have feelings for you. Are we going to make a family of this? You have to keep that up front. Whether if that male is trying to use you to, you know, get a little piece on the side because you got a baby by him, or vice versa, the male trying to do the same thing, you have to clarify that up front and be straight up with that, or you're going to have problems throughout the whole process.
And to go in a little bit on what Tracy's saying, Tracy, I strongly agree with you. What most, and I see it quite often, people don't understand, there are three different relationships between those three people. There's a relationship between the mother and the father that whatever y'all had is in the past. Then there's also a relationship as you guys have to come together as a relationship as parents. The relationship is the parent. Then you come together that relationship you have with your child. Now, whatever it was in the past, that's in the past, it has nothing to do with that child. But you have
right.
to have a strong relationship as parents to raise that child. Everything needs to be on one accord. Everything needs to be in agreement. And that needs to be agreed upon before you even conceive or at the time of you becoming pregnant. That has to be discussed. If it's not discussed, you headed for a world of doom. You've headed for hard times. You've headed for arguments. People need to talk. Women and men both need to talk to each other instead of it being, what we going to do? Yeah, what we going to do, but how we going to do it? And lay the guidelines down in the very beginning so there is no questions asked when time comes to do whatever.
That's right, y'all. The topic tonight, and we are touching on it, Our panelists and our callers are really giving us some great feedback, how child support affects the parent-child relationship. This is something that a lot of people are really dealing with. BlogTalkRadio.com/how was your weekend, was it with a Z. The caller number again, 646-727-3279. Go ahead and call and chime in on what you think is going on. And while we're going to be on this subject, let's kind of talk a little bit about what happens when there is no payment. What happens when that man doesn't pay? Or what happens when the man has responsibility and that mother has to pay child support and they don't?
They go to jail.
Is that always the best case, though?
No, that's
not always the best case, because I look at it like this. I'm not going to chase you down to take care of what's yours.
Oh.
Either you going to do it or you not going to do it. My thing with child support is I strongly believe it's too much you have to go through and too much you have to keep up with to even get to child support. You got to find out where they work. If you don't know where you live, you got to find the last residence. You got to find out who know where the last residence was. You got to go find out where they work. If they don't work there no more, you got to find that out. The mama, the daddy, all this other info, when you could just take care of the child. Just take care of the child. Because at the end of the day, that man going to have to deal with not being there for that child in his own time and place. You're going to die not being there for your child. That's going to be on your back. You knew you wasn't there for that child. Just do what you got to do for the kid. Child support, to me, is more of a headache than it is good. You just have to do too much. I don't understand it. When you got
that's
two
easy,
legs, you got two
one.
Working arms, and you can get up and do it.
That's easy. Well, and done. I mean,
let me open
somebody,
up. Hold on, Keith. Keep this door for it, because there are some people that are in some situations, you know as well as I do, that there are hard economic times.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's someone who's not able to work, or not receive income, I get shame on them. Do not pass go, do not collect $200, go to jail. Now, how can you really become a support and try to find employment to support that child? if you're doing what you can, you're trying to support them, but it's just not working out in your favor. Is it still on that man's fault? Is it still his responsibility?
Yes, it is. And let me tell you why. If you walk up and if you drive up and down these highways, you see these Mexicans and you see these day laborers all over the city. Mexicans do everything that black people won't do, meaning they will stand there and wait to be picked up and go do a job and then get paid for the same day. So if you have no job, and I've been laid off, I've been in banks for 10 years, but I also cater on the side, but I got something that's going to keep a roof over my head and money going to my child. So it's not about you. It's about you brought this life in the world. So just because you don't have a job or you don't have an income, go find it. Go do what you got to do. That's legal. But work today, get paid today, and do what you got to do. I mean, that's what a real man would do. And I've certainly had to do that, and I'm not ashamed of it, but my children do not suffer. Now, it's a whole lot that I've missed out on whenever, it's hard economic times, but my children can't say that daddy let them down, daddy left them hanging, because as a father, that's what you're here for, so that later on in life, when times do get tough or you get old or whatnot, your children will come back and take care of you. You don't do it just to get something in return. You do it because you brought them here, and they didn't ask to come here. That's my take on that.
EJ, you have any take? You've been kind of quiet here lately. You've been soaking this in?
Yeah. I want to go back to Ebony's comment with the child support and the jail. I meant it, but was joking at the same time as far as going to jail once a parent is put, man or woman, once they're put in the system for child support and they don't pay. They eventually go to jail for non-payment unless they just choose to run for the rest of their lives. I think the best option is that both parents could be adults about it and come up with an agreement between themselves, and that works out every month, whatever day they say, on time. However, there are some situations where that does not happen, and the parent that is paying or responsible for paying the financial child support will slip or fall, and the parent that's caring for the child or the custodial parent hasn't heard from them. Months go by, and you're wondering what's going on. And so it's just simple. Fill out the paperwork. If you know the information, put it in. If not, the office will find out, and you sit back and wait till they find out the information. They'll get the paperwork, and that's that. It can be a tedious situation. And so I guess it's just up to that individual custodial parent. Do I feel like going through and waiting for the system to take care of the paperwork, or do I not and just drop it and let them go about their way? Either way, the person that is not the custodial parent will eventually suffer the consequences, whether it's through natural consequences, karma, or it's through the system and they go to jail.
Let's talk about that. I mean, it's a touchy subject.
Can I elaborate on what EJ said? From my personal experience.
As we do that, think about the main point at hand. We're talking about that child is missing out on that parent because he's locked up in jail for trying to find work.
Oh yeah, that was another. If they're looking for work, I can understand that. And I'm the type of person, I can be understanding. But it's one thing to just be sitting at home waiting for the job to come to you than to be out there actually on your grind, on your hustle, trying to make money while you're looking for something else.
That was my point.
And so if you're on your grind and you out there trying to make and collect what you can until you find the next job, hey, by all means, if all you can send me is $50 a month, cool. Till you get what you can, get back in the regular job field, no problem. I can understand that. But if you at home, just sitting at home watching TV, eating your popcorn, I'll pay you when I get a job. Well, are you looking? No, not right now. Oh, then we have a problem.
Okay, now, I definitely understand what you're saying with that. But let's go to the greedy mother who just went through a situation somewhat similar to this. He paid the child support on time every month since this baby was brand new. He fell on hard times, lost his job, but still was doing, still coming to pick up the child, still sending what he could, well, even paying what he could, still paying for the private school, for the dance lessons. This is stuff that he did out of his pocket with that wasn't even in child support. But when it came time to go to court because he was behind on child support, now, mind you, private school gets paid, activities get paid for, beauty shop gets done, all this gets done, and he still picks up the kid every other weekend, twice during the week. She still hasn't put in jail because he's behind on the child support.
So
now when they go to court, the court, I don't feel like the court is for these men that still do.
Wow.
They don't care.
Wow.
These courts do not care. They're either way it goes. If the child support is not paid, they still going to put you in jail for what you have done. That's where the child support system is jacked up to me.
Wow.
Well,
hold
on. We have another caller on the line that wants to chime in on that. Y'all, I just know I'm going to love this response. Caller coming from Kansas, I believe it's E-Dub. Are you on the line with us?
This is the infamous E-Dub.
E-Dub, talk to us.
Well, I ain't going to start no controversy tonight. I just basically got a couple questions because I done been through quite a bit now that I hear different topics and carrying on. I done been through a little bit of everything. So I want to know, in either the panel's words or whoever's words, what is the child support? What do you use, those that receive it, what do you use that child support for? Because everybody, and the young lady just said about the guy that does everything and did that, that's good. But, and then that lady who was abusing it, evidently, she was abusing the child support, using it for some other advancement toward herself. So, those that receive it, what do you use your child support monies for?
I don't receive child support from my daughter's father, but I have a family member that's on child support. He's paying it to his girlfriend. We had to, and actually I had to help him. Men, you guys can go to court and request for an accountant, and that accountant writes up in that decree, whatever that the letter, whatever it is that y'all have, on what that money is supposed to use for, from the last dime, what it's supposed to go to every month. If that woman deters from anything on that list, that child support for that next month is garnished. If it happens again, it's garnished for another month. It's garnished for 6 months. Eventually, if it keeps happening, that man can get taken off of child support. And I think that's what some men don't know.
I don't know.
Well,
I'm glad you said it because I got to go to court in June.
Well, see, the thing of it is, you got to understand what state that is in.
It's in the state of Texas.
Every state is different. Every state is different. Like in Kansas City, in the state of Missouri, you can go to jail for failure to pay child support, but they're changing that now. What they do is they take your driver's license, they put a lien against your home, they put a lien against any other property that you have. You see what I'm saying? Kansas, they don't do none of that. You see what I'm saying? At the age of 18, you cut off from child support in the state of Kansas. I wouldn't give a damn if you are going to college. That's a choice that the parents have to work out. In Missouri, even if the child just mumbles out of their mouth, well, I want to go to college, they tack on another year on there, and if that child is enrolled in school by October or November after their 18th birthday, then they cut off, but it has to go through its proper channels. You see what I'm saying? I think child support, mainly myself, is abused because the child You know what I'm saying? You have your half that you have to do too. And I feel that the little money, the money that is sent or whatever, in depending on whatever that amount is, some guys are get railroaded. I don't know much about ladies. I can speak on myself. Some guys get money railroaded because they have one child, and they paying $500 or $600 a month for one child, and because of what they make or whatever, and doggone me, that's a car note. Then you see her riding around in this brand new car, and then the baby can't even have brand new tennis shoes on their feet. You see what I'm saying? Or they going to feed them McDonald's.
Y'all start asking questions.
Here's the thing. When you go to ask questions and you go into a court of law and it's a female judge, what else are you going to ask? I mean,
I don't care if it's male or female. You got rights. You need to find out. You need to go to these law libraries. You need to get with your attorney. You got rights. Use your rights.
I'm just speaking on behalf because, when I had children, I kicked the mama out. I told her she don't have to pay me shit. It's cheaper for me to keep them than pay you to have them.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then when they turned 18, I said, go stay with your mama.
Yeah.
I done raised you now.
I think a lot of what has happened is the world has gotten so used to the father usually being the deadbeat that the mindset now has been, we are going to attack deadbeat fathers. I don't give a darn what the situation is. We're going to attack that man. And that's where the problem has come in. There are some men, for example, like Miss Ebony was saying about her friend who has had a job situation with the downfall in the economy, still picking up his child, still doing for it. And because the child support was late, that woman still put him in jail, and the court still put him in jail, even with evidence that he was still doing the best he could with what he had. Well, that case, you're dealing with a mindset of, oh, he's still a deadbeat dad. He still should have did with, because we've been, that's been draining our mind for so many years, or so many years of men not doing what they were supposed to do. And that's unfortunate. And it's unfortunate that we have selfish women that feed off of that. And that's what's happening.
Hold on, let me ask this to you. We're kind of talking about the child support, but let's within that dollar amount. But is it possible? And this is something maybe you all know, maybe don't know. But is it possible to lower that amount if somebody's falling up on hard times? That way, they can
women.
It's easier to support that child.
It has to come from the mother. It has to come from the mother. The mother has to request that the amount is lower.
Exactly. Whoever is receiving the child support is in control of what happens in that court. If she goes in and says, look, you can lower his child support $500 because I know they will do it. And I think that's
right, but it's only a handful of women that will do it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think
you're right.
It's only a handful of women. That's the real women or men, if they're custodial parents, will do that. The selfish ones will not.
Exactly.
But then I still feel that some men, especially when it's a woman judge, like he said, that won't speak up for themselves. Speak up. Learn how to speak up for yourself and say, okay, well, yeah, I've been paying this much for so long. I lost my job. Or I had to take a pay cut. Is there anything that I can do? Come in there with your proof for your extra that you do. Come in there with your proof of the other stuff that you do.
Exactly.
Ask for an accountant. Ask for that accountant to pull the receipts and pull docs from every month that you paid, plus the extra stuff that you've done. You can ask for that yourself. It's just not said that. Yeah, it's not 9% of the time the mother has to do it, but if you go in there and you open your mouth and talk instead of just saying, man, she going to get it anyway, so I ain't going to even say nothing, you screw yourself.
I'm going to come back to you. I had a question that has to ask the male panel first. And we'll chime in around the room for male, female, male, female. Kate, let's start with you. The bloggers are asking a question. what do you think is a fair amount to pay for child support, or at least just for one child for that matter?
Okay, well, to be honest with you, I can only speak on my situation. Now, the state's going to – Illinois told me they go after 20%, which they're getting way more than that. But my thing is, only in my situation, I shouldn't have to pay child support. Number one, because I'm not a deadbeat. Number two, I did trust this woman, and if I could pull her bank statements, you know, then maybe I would have a little more leverage. But whenever she calls me, I go to Chase because I still know her social and I have her account number. We have an agreement that everything with our daughter is split down the middle. I never see anything, and that may be me being stupid, but if she tells me that she spent $600, I'm going to put $300 in your account, come back to work, call you, and say, check your account. It's been that way since we split up, I want to say like 01, 02, something like that. So the trust issue is there because she knows good and damn well anything she tells me about my child, I'm going to see to it that she gets it. Now, a lot of men are not going to do that.
30 seconds or less, what do you think is a fair amount, if there should be one?
I definitely agree with 20%. 20%. But, again, I can't even say I agree with 20% because I'm just one of those that's really – I'm really not for child support only because of my situation. I've never had to go through it. Now, I see – and then because of another situation, I have a cousin who's supposed to be paying child support. This boy has not paid one thing for child support, and his child is 17 years old. But every time they put him in jail, it's only for 30 days. What does that do? You can get away with child support. I just feel like child support is just what it is, a word. They don't have to do nothing they don't want to do, because in the state of Texas, you're only going to put him in jail for 30 days. Tell them to go to court. This is how much you're supposed to pay. Put you on probation. You don't pay it, you go back to jail for another 30 days. They ain't scared of no 30 days in jail.
T-Dub, what do you think about that? Is there a certain limit that should be put on child support?
I can only speak on me. I had to pay child support. I wasn't making much money, $7 an hour. So out of that, you know, $7 an hour back then, I think my court order was to only pay $130 a month. That's probably a slap in a lot of people's face. But at first, I kind of complained about it because I'm only making $7 an hour. That was the only job I could find at the time. But I'm trying to do my best. Well, once I got to do better or whatever. You know, me and the mom wasn't on great terms or whatever, and I would try to see my child or whatever, try to get in the child's life. She would never let the child come visit me. So I just said, okay, I'm not going to do no extras no more then. You know what I'm saying? Now, when the baby comes up here, whenever my mama gets the child, then that's when I do the extras or whatever, you know, take her shopping. Get her clothes, get her shoes, or when I went to St. Louis, I'd do it and take it over there and stuff like that. But if a mama calls and asks, no, I'm not doing it. So as far as a fair amount, I can't really say, because I was always the one that if I didn't have it then, when she visits, she's getting it when she gets up here. You know, that's how I did mine.
DJ, you feel the time?
I went all out. Excuse me?
DJ, you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
You think there's a fair amount to be paid?
Yes, whatever the couple agrees on. If the custodial parent agrees that, okay, half of child care is enough for me for you to send, then that's the fair amount. I mean, if you have two adults that's able to agree on an amount, then that's fair. I don't think there's a minimum or a maximum. It's just fair, whatever they agree on. It's verbal agreement goes just as well as paper written agreement. So.
Okay. Well, panel, hold on just 1 second. I think we got one more caller for the night. Also coming out of Dallas, Texas. Caller, are you there? Phone number ringing 8138. Talk to me. Talk to us. Who is this?
Yeah. I don't want to say my name, but I don't think I was reading on your blog about how child support affects the relationship with the child.
Right.
And I don't agree with that. I think that it's the mentality of the parents that affect the child. You know, one thing is that we got to get away from this fact that we need a court to tell us how to take care of our children or what amount is right for our children, because when it all comes down to it, they're not for the child, they're for themselves. And what
right.
most mothers don't understand is when they do that, when they do take them to child, when they do take them to court, most of it is about vengeance. To be honest with you, it's not about taking care of the child in most cases. It's about just vengeance. And so
wow.
it's the mentality of the parent.
He brings up a good point,
y'all.
Yeah.
I mean,
sure
that's how I feel. I have two kids, and I don't have a child support order because the fact that I've always taken care of my kids on my own. And I tell a judge that, hey, you know, I don't need some court order to tell me that. How to take care of my kids. I wasn't doing it when I laid. They weren't there when I laid down and had them. I don't need them there raising them. But see,
they weren't worth the light switch.
Yeah, I mean, it's a catch 22 though, because you got. And I'm not gonna take away from men, but you got some ignorant men out there that don't want to do that, and it's all out of vengeance. So I go back to my whole point is that it's the mentality of both of the parents, and what happens is the child gets caught up in their war. You know, and what the mother is doing or the father is doing as far as implementing child support is using that as a weapon, as a way to get at whatever parent. The man, if he doesn't want to pay child support, then, you know, that's his way of getting back at the mother. But it has nothing to do with the child. It's their behavior. And as far as a fair amount, there is no such thing as a fair amount that anybody should pay, because if you were together, you'd be struggling, whether you were struggling or you were making it, you'd still be paying for that child.
Right.
What you need to do is you need to be present when that child needs anything, and you need to figure out a way to get it. That's
right.
it. That's do your job and shut up crying about it.
Yep.
That's how I feel. Just mm-hmm. lay down and have them take care of them.
Bottom line.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Bottom line.
So that's what I got to say about it.
Call in. We appreciate that. We'll talk tonight. That's what we get here at poptalkradio.com/ How Was Your Weekend? It's Showtime is the name of the show, and the name of this program, How Child Support Affects the Parent-Child Relationship. We touched on some very strong issues, and we've heard from some great callers. I really want to appreciate y'all for chiming in and hearing your voice tonight. And I think we've opened up a lot of doors, and I mean, it's a real situation. A lot of us are going through different situations, but I mean, some of those situations kind of come back to each other, and we're all going through similar problems and similar issues. Anyone care to touch base before I wrap this up? Any final thoughts? It's been a great hour. Hope you all enjoyed yourself, and hope you all in the blog room and those listening online have actually learned something and can appreciate what we do each and every week here on this Showtime.
Only thing I want to say is just, man, just start being smart. Start asking questions. Start standing up for yourself. Because if you sit back and just take what they say, then stop complaining about what you have to go through.
And also, I would like to say, also, if you send any extra money and you know that you all don't have a great relationship, you keep your shoebox full of copies of money orders that you didn't send or whatever, because all that gets accounted for on top of your child support that you're sending in. Some of them, they tell you it's a gift.
Right,
but, you
and
know,
that's what happens
some judges,
Illinois.
Some judges will acknowledge, especially if you've been on time with your child support and everything, they'll acknowledge those amounts or whatever and grant it to you. At least it happened in my behalf. And you got to keep a copy of everything. I mean, every single thing, and notate everything, because it's bad that you have to do that. But in order to get a fair shake or whatever, that's what you have to do. Because some women are just, you know, they take that as a gold digger element or whatever, and try to drain you for everything, every extra that you have, because they think you're doing better than them.
And I'll just add, my last statement would be that the whole focus was the relationship between the parent and the child. So the most important thing is to put yourself in the mindset of the child. What is that child going to remember? Are they going to remember how much money you spent, or are they going to remember how much time you spent and how much you supported them?
That's true.
Interesting.
That is
well,
true.
I think we had a great show tonight. This was wonderful. As always, the panel always comes in right on time. They speak from the heart. They speak from their own experiences, and I think that's what makes the show very real, very real. I appreciate all of you all tonight. In conclusion, I just want to say that I just want to touch base on what everybody's been saying. I mean, as parents, everyone needs to share that, you know, common thread of a responsibility in raising that child, or even raising multiple children for that matter. Because when you actually think about it, that's a part of yourself that you've created. And you need to really get back to that creation, because it's a part of you. It's just like walking out on a part of yourself. And things that we do and taking that responsibility greatly affects, you know, the results in which a child will really look back upon, you know, what EJ said, look back and just ask why, you know, what happened. You know, over the years as adults now, some of us can look back on some of those things and wonder why. So are we going to continue to really point the finger and kind of play the blame game, or just, you know, open up and extend your arms and welcome that child into our world, regardless of that previous relationship with that mother, regardless of that relationship with that father? You know, it's just time to really just open up and let that child support be what it is, and us be the true support vessels. Thank you all so much for tuning in and chiming in to the show. This has been wonderful. I hope you all agreed. I thoroughly enjoy myself each and every night. As I wrap up today's show, I just want to thank my panel for their insight. I want to thank the ladies and the gentlemen who are blogging and really expressing their thoughts. As before, you make this show what it is. And in departing words, if you had a good time tonight, or you had some good information out of this session, do me a favor. Tell 5 more people to tune in with you next week as we come back and talk about a wonderful topic. We're going to talk about something that's just been extremely crazy. Coming out the closet, the download section. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Phone number 646-727-3279 is that call-in number. Coming soon to a website near you, howwasyourweekend.com. Be on the lookout, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening. It's been great. God bless you, and I'm gone.